following program is brought to you in living color.
I just don't understand what is wrong with you two. What is the joy that this stuff possibly brings you?
It's just...
it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's not fun. You two have demons you're trying to compensate for.
Well, what about you? You're having a glass of wine.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape. Now, here's the host of The Wine Crush, the woman selected best wine show host within earshot, Laura Lawson.
You all know people like this. You may be people like this.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we are here for. We are your media resource for everything about our adorable grape. And I am excited to be starting a new year and getting things behind us because we can just start with a clean slate.
Yes.
These are always the fun at the top of the year. You can look and you can say, okay, here's my excitement pattern. It's going to be, again, that year of the glass half full, and we can have some fun with this.
We say that every year. Every year does it turn out that way, though?
Not quite every year. So we are going to take this year as some building blocks, okay, though. We do have a plan for things.
Yeah, and you've got that little sultry thing going on with your voice right now, so the listeners are just dazzled.
That, it is that time of year where perhaps during the holiday season I might have overextended myself a little bit,
yeah,
and we have to rest and recover. So,
right.
I'm buying it.
That was the party, by the way.
It was outstanding.
I didn't get to come, and I'm sorry. I wish I could have been there.
All right, for our listeners, I don't know whether I have let you in entirely on my New Year's Day tradition, but because some of us are in the industry, actually most of us are in the industry one way or the other, either as a retailer, a restaurateur, a wine person, a wine wholesaler, work for a winery, New Year's Eve is just anathema for us. We're not fans of New Year's Eve. However, New Year's Day is always another story.
That's right.
So we tend to do things backwards. While most people drink the very end of the year and are sober for the first day of the new year,
mm-hmm,
we are sober for the last day of the year and just get absolutely happy on the first day of the new year.
Not that we're recommending people do that.
No,
but
of course
that's a
not.
Unique tradition to you.
It is. It's something that we have a lot of fun with. But I'm going to go ahead and make a call out here. I did get the coolest gift ever, much to the just horrified appearances of all the friends who were at the party.
What did you get?
Best gift ever.
What?
I got my own saber.
No.
Yes.
Like, you opened a bottle of wine with your own saber?
Yes, I did. For those of you who are longtime fans of The Crush, feel free to go ahead and go back in the archives. Jerome Jeandon came on the show probably about 3 years ago.
No,
we had video,
yeah,
and actually had him sabering bottles. And it is something that I have enjoyed immensely, but now I have moved on in the world. I have my own saber. So I do kind of feel sorry for the neighbors.
What is a saber actually made of? Are they expensive?
I think it's very expensive. I don't think I want to know. And it truly, remember we got in the fight about it. It's not a knife. It's a sword. And it truly,
that's right,
someone actually was kind enough to give me a sword. Truth be known, it really looks like a cutlass. Is what it looks like.
And we should explain to people, you take the saber, and there's a way that you hit the cork.
No, you don't.
Just thusly. Or what are you hitting?
Hit the bottle.
Yeah, actually, that's right. It takes the end off the bottle.
Okay. For those of you who are following along, sabering, again, children, don't try this at home if you've never done it on your own, is you take a bottle of champagne. Actually, champagne is truly what you need to be doing it with. And you take a sword. And you slice down the bottle of champagne, you catch the lip just right, and basically you cut the head and the top off this bottle of champagne.
And pour from that?
Absolutely.
Because so much glass comes off with it.
That's just it. That's the key on something like this. Number one is to making sure you know exactly where your thumb is at all times.
Yes.
Number two, this is why there's no glass in the bottle. All right, think about, here's your lesson for today. If you remember, champagne is under pressure because CO2 is generally, in true champagne, the CO2 is created and captured in the bottle. And so you're dealing with about 70 PSI per square inch mm-hmm. in that bottle. So automatically, if you automatically take the top off it and you release that pressure, any glass or any slivers you might have because of the pressure inside is going to be blown outward.
Right.
So you don't have to worry as long as the champagne is not flat.
You do this outside?
Oh, of course I did.
Okay.
In fact, much to the chagrin of my husband and probably my neighbors, because after a while it became a contest to see who could get the cork the furthest. So there's going to be so many champagne corks and glass in so many different yards that we're going to have to do a full-scale cleanup.
Well, as memory serves, the guest you had on that time 4 or 5 years ago suggested you do it toward the fireplace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you definitely don't want to do it towards people. Yes, it is a liability. No, you don't do it in, ideally don't do it in clothes. Definitely make sure there's not someone within 40 feet of you, and definitely never point it at anybody. That actually is pretty much true for any bottle of champagne you get your hand on. Even if you are not going to use sharp-bladed objects to take the tops off bottles, anytime you have your hand on a champagne bottle, don't take your thumb off that cork. Don't point it at anybody. Those things can hurt.
Now, the gentleman we had doing this before was French.
He was.
Do only the French do this?
No.
Use a saber to open a bottle of wine.
No, crazy Americans have gotten to the point
where
they do
it as well.
Well,
I know crazy Americans do about anything. You know,
yes, but I do.
Fry a turkey.
You know what? I do believe the French did initially do it, but I know the Romans had something akin to it. And now it is one of my favorite pastimes.
Well,
and I
wonderful.
Definitely
enjoy. How many have you done over the holidays? Just the one?
Oh, I had done many before that. I probably did 30 on New Year's Day.
Really?
But see, that was, it became once we got the saber is no one could open a bottle of champagne.
No practice.
I've done it before. I had spent time doing it, which is why I finally got my own saber.
Okay.
But yes, no, it became the rule that if anyone wanted champagne, they could not actually open the bottle. They had to cut the top off. And if no one around who was to saber could get it, you couldn't have any champagne.
I wouldn't have wanted to be around when you were doing the 30th one.
Why?
Because you probably have already at least had part of 29 bottles of wine by that time.
We had to taste it to make sure it was good
exactly.
by the time it was
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
All right, believe it or not, you are listening to The Wine Crush. There is a point to this. Hopefully you got something out of the champagne story. But let's just go ahead and document this. For those of you who have friends who are wine aficionados, seriously, the coolest gift ever received in the wine business, I got my own saber. So for those of you planning ahead for next year for your loved ones or whatever else, it's not something that's ever crossed my mind to buy my own self. It's definitely not something I ever thought to give a gift to someone else. So there you go. Birthdays, holidays, anything else. Coolest gift ever.
One more question and I'll leave it alone.
Sure you will.
Do you go to Sabres or Us or where do you get
one
of these?
It was a gift.
It was a gift. Okay. You didn't ask where it came from.
No, I was so happy that someone trusted me enough to give me a cutlass, essentially, that I didn't really ask how much it cost.
I would not hand you a butter knife.
Oh, I know. We can post pictures on the website. It was great.
I love it.
By the way, I can open a bottle of champagne with a butter knife as well. We tried that later.
Oh, no.
So if you really want to get into that.
Okay.
All right. That's neither here nor there. The whole point of starting fresh is that New Year's, new times, and it's time to evaluate where you are with your relationship with your bottle. I know a lot of us spend this time of year evaluating your relationship with your friends, your family, your loved ones, your husbands, your dogs, cats, whatever else. But why not take a moment to evaluate your relationship with your favorite beverage? And so that's what we're going to do today. It's been interesting hearing people up and down the halls, whether it was people getting engaged, how they met their wives, how they built their relationship. And it really helped give me the basis for these next couple of shows. So here's the question to ask yourself, where did you meet your wine? It's that simple.
Where did you meet your wine?
Yes. We're going to take a look at the places you meet your wine. Generally, you meet your wine one of two issues. One, at a restaurant, or two, at a retailer. So restaurants or retailers, granted, people will invite you over. Yes, you go to house parties and people have wine over there. But when you're on your own without a wingman, those are the two places you're most likely to encounter wine. That's some more places where you're likely to form your impression and your opinion. So as we look at the upcoming year, we're going to take them both one by one. One, trends that we're going to see. Two, things I would like to see. And three, changes that are coming that you can go ahead, write down, mark it on the calendar, whatever else. I'm calling it now some differences that you're going to see this year in how you meet wine. I like it. I'm excited about it. And I think it's going to be an interesting take because I want this year also for everyone to personalize their wine. We've done so many different things in the past shows. We have talked about trying old favorites again, trying new wines, making sure you branch out and try Merlot, make sure you try that Chardonnay you didn't like anymore, to try different wineries, to try different regions. But now I want you to sit back and put that bottle of wine on a couch, pretend you're going to psychoanalyze it, and figure out why you got to where you did with that bottle. And I'm going to walk you through it step by step.
Oh.
And we'll take a hard look at it.
All right.
Fair enough.
I feel educated already.
Oh, good. That's awful.
Step one.
That's a nice relief for me.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a quick break right here. When we return, we are going to get into it. We will probably take a look at our restaurants first and figure out when you meet wine in restaurants, what's the best way and the things that you should be thinking.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention, business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We continue with another exciting episode of The Wine Crush with Laura Lawson.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. And today we are helping you evaluate your present relationship with wine and possibly your future relationship as wine. We're going to go back and forth on retailers and restaurants, and we're going to compare notes back and forth on the two of them. But two things to consider, and these are silly, but I want you just to think about this. A lot has happened with technology. A lot has happened with our phone that changes how we approach beverage programs, how we order wine, and how we buy wine. Two things I'd like to see you do, just because I have learned over the years how invaluable they are. The first is whether you're at a restaurant, whether you're at a retailer, whether you're at a wine tasting, wine dinner, wine event, it's real easy with all the new apps out there to say, oh, wow, I like that wine, take a picture of it, or whether it's Hello Vino, Delectable, all these great things. But do you know what? Nothing beats a true written note, ever. All right, think about your phones. Yes, it's nice to have it there at our disposal. Oh, what was the name of the wine? I'll email it to myself. You do that enough at a tasting. You do that enough at an event. You're going to wind up with a whole bunch of different wines. Okay, wait, which one was that? Which one did I have that one? Was that at the third table? In preparing for these few weeks' shows, I went back through some old files and some wine notes that I had and put together over the year of things to encompass into something like this. And I think one of the neatest things I found is I found an old Penfolds book. And I had the opportunity to do a tasting with Peter Gago, the winemaker for Penfolds. And I actually had the glossy covered book where I had sat down and as I tasted through all the wines, wrote notes. And it's interesting because in my phone right now are pictures from the events, are pictures with me and the winemaker. There's commentary on it. There's actually, they had a situation where you could electronically register and it would let you know what you had tasted by scanning it. Wow. And I've got all that in my phone.
How long ago was this?
This was about 5 months ago.
Oh, so you still make notes. You still do that.
I do.
On paper. Okay.
So, but I have all that in my phone. I have not looked at it since. I've kind of flipped through. The pictures look cute. Yes, that's nice. But when I picked up the book where I had actually written down and taken notes, bam, I was right back at that tasting. I could remember it. I could savor it. I could look at my commentary. I could look at the drips on the piece of paper. I could look at my little smiley faces or my little doodles if things got off, and I remember the day more clearly. Just to challenge that, I picked up my phone and I pulled out the things I had sent myself, and they were impersonal text sheets. And I thought, I could look at that text sheet 10 times and I'd never get the feeling and the reminiscence that I did from my book.
So there's something about taking a pen in your hand and writing this stuff down.
I think it's more along the lines of being able to look back at your own handwriting, your own notes, your own connotations, and not just something as formal as, I don't know, Ben 389 is often too referred to as Baby Grange in part because components of the wine are matured in the same barrels that held the previous vintage of Grange. You can read that on the internet. You can read that on a text sheet. I can read it in the book I'm holding in my hands. What I can't read are the little smiley faces, the little stars, the drips across the page, and everything else that I did to really show me how much I enjoyed the wine.
The drips across the page?
Yes, don't ask. Okay. Anyway, the whole point of that is, as you are starting and building this relationship with wine, the tech piece of this is immeasurable, and it's going to play a big part in it. But do not let the old-fashioned pen, paper, that moment disappear from you. It has to be integral, and it will teach you a lot more than something that you just happen to have on your phone.
Is there such a thing as a wine diary? Can you buy a wine diary?
Oh, absolutely. They're called wine. Actually, it's wine journal.
Wine journal. Okay.
Yes. In fact, there's several online applications of wine journals, and people that take the time to actually write in them, to write the things down. In fact, you used to be able to buy those books where you would go and have to soak the labels off. I'm embarrassed to admit, I probably still have about 20 of these hanging around, where you actually would have to find a way to soak the label of the bottle that you liked off, and you put it in your wine journal. Hmm. It was a great revelation when people came up with the double sticky-sided, I don't know what it's called. It was like a big piece of tape.
Yeah.
where you could put it over the label, and if you pulled carefully, you'd pull the label off with the tape. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
So, yes, wine journals exist. And also, just to go hand in hand, those of you that are turning up your nose at the idea of writing things down, all right, if you're sitting at a formal tasting, if you're typing, you're putting in everything you're thinking about the wine, how much are you actually hearing? How much are you focusing on what you're typing? We all know we can all write and doodle and still hear everything that's going on. Most of us, if we're typing or if we're putting something in our phone, it does require a little more attention. Thumbs and credit cards go a long way, but in all fairness, the pen is still mightier than.
Especially the older you get, you're not a multitasker anymore.
No, I've learned that just immensely. Right. All right. So apparently we don't stay on point either as you get older. All right. So getting back to looking at where you meet your wine. One, I asked you to make sure that you were taking notes to look at things. But also number two, don't discount anything. As you have moved through your wine career, if you are just starting or if you are truly advanced and have tried everything on the planet, now is the time to wipe the slate clean. To go ahead and say, all right, I realize that I don't like pink wine. I think I don't like pink wine. But take that, take the eraser, and wipe it off the chalkboard. Go ahead and revisit. Because things have changed in the wine world so much in the last 12 to 15 years that any preconceived notion, any idea you had, think about how much your palate has changed in those years. I look back, my palate has changed so much in 30 years, I would not recognize the 30-year-old who used to drink wine. And so it's not fair to let that 30-year-old tell me, okay, you don't really like Malbec. I don't know, the person in my ripe old age may be. So one, take notes. Two, take your notions and throw them out the window. I think that's very, very fair to go ahead and make those your baselines. All right, so as we're going to take a step back, we're going to look at things, help you to identify where you build your relationships, where you find your wines. Here's the question I'm going to pose to you. Love for you to answer on Facebook, winecrush.com, or you can certainly call us, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Email me, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com. Where are you more likely to be adventurous? In a restaurant, with a wine by the glass list, a bottle list, or at your retailer where something's on sale, someone's tasting something? Where are you most likely to build your relationship? Consider this an unofficial poll. Reach out to us. Let us know. Hey, we're going to take another quick break on The Crush. When we return, I swear we'll get started on how to build this relationship.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
when
country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
when I
trail.
Grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be
a... I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I've got an $8 bottle of wine. Picked it up on sale in the checkout line.
Now it's back with more of the Wine Crush with Laura Lawson.
This is the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Okay, let's actually get into it. Let's take a look at restaurants first. One of the neatest things we saw, and something that's going to be just forefront and center, is for those of you who have been around for a while, think about it. The last 20 years have been all about the wine list. They've been all about the sommelier. How much time, how much effort. We've seen wine lists go anywhere from being these 200-page tomes to being down to 10 wines that change every hour. Wine lists have always been the focus and the life and breath, and oh yeah, can I have a vodka tonic? This year we saw things differently. It was without a doubt the year of the craft beer, the craft cocktail, the craft cider. It was when they focused on what amazing, possible, potent, drinkable beverage was going to be in that glass, and for a change, it wasn't wine. It was talking about how it was handcrafted from the best barley, or how the apples were picked fresh from France, and how exactly they were pressed. Or if you were looking at the juniper berries that were going into the gin, all the stories that used to be associated with wine all of a sudden became associated with other beverages. It was the strangest thing. You would actually go in and sit down, and the bartender would come over to you and say, I have got the best craft connection on a great bottle of gin. I can only get one bottle of this. Or for those of you who are bourbon fans, oh, Pappy Van Winkle, they just actually did the release of it. I think I actually had in my hands for exactly 30 seconds a bottle of 18-year-old Pappy Van Winkle. That was the end of that. But it's these hard-to-get allocated spirits beers that made a difference. And so when we looked at the total overall beverage programs, everything was a comprehensive beverage program. It's finally going to come back together. It's not just going to be this amazing wine list and we're going to talk about the stories behind the wine, but we're going to be able to have fully integrated great options. Here's the perfect example of this. If you were to go to a hip restaurant bar anywhere in a big city today, you could get a bourbon that had been aged in a Cabernet barrel. Cabernet Sauvignon, they had siphoned it off. the barrels are sold to bourbon distillers. All right. Now, also, you're getting stout beers that are being aged in bourbon barrels. Man, bourbon, that smokiness, the burnt, the Christmas, the charcoal, everything that goes into flavoring, hey, all barrels wear out after a while. They can only engender so much flavor. So whether you start with bourbon, whether you start with beer, you can get beer that's been aged in bourbon barrels. You try and say that. Beer bourbon aged barrels, in bourbon barrels. Fast.
But I'm a professional.
Yes. Okay. Now, here's something new and different. This year, you can get a wine that's been aged in a bourbon barrel. Now, we've used wine barrels for everything. You know, they have just definitely, whether it's scotch, sherry, bourbon, beer. But now, for the first time ever, we are taking a spirits barrel and using it to age wine. This is what I mean when I talk about a comprehensive beverage program. For those of you who want to try this, the wine is called 1,000 Stories. It is a Zinfandel that literally is aged in a bourbon barrel. It is real extracted. It's different. It's fun. You need to try the wine.
Is this a brand new idea? Brand new?
No. I mean, we've been doing this
For years?
No, we've been doing this for millennium. I mean, you have to think about the fact that barrels are not cheap.
True.
They really are not. And there have been times they have been in short supply. Whether you think of wartime, you think about deforestation. So reusing barrels is nothing new. But on the wine side of it, it's always been more of a purist mentality. I'm not going to use anything that someone else has used. I will buy my barrels and sell it off. So for someone to take the forefront and to try something different and to actually age this Zinfandel in a bourbon barrel, one, the wine is a lot of fun. It's really cool. It's a great story, and you need to try it. But to me, this is the pinnacle of what I mean by a comprehensive beverage program. And that's going to be the heart and soul of what you're going to see in restaurants this year, that you're going to be able to walk in. And whether you want to try a great spirit, a great cocktail, a great cider, or a great glass of wine, nothing is going to be ignored. We've finally seen spirits and crafts built up to the point where people want to find something else to talk about. So it's going to be a hallmark of a good restaurant and a good evening that you can try something great in all the categories. Now, having said that, I also think that we have watched the wine list kind of languish. It has been kind of laying there like a limp dish rag. People haven't really paid attention to it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to focus on these great cocktails, but yeah, here's your Cabernet, here's your Chardonnay, don't care. That's changing because what we're going to see this year is the By the Glass program is going to come back. For those of you who can really relate to what I say, just think about the last time you went into a restaurant. Again, bartender comes up. I've got this great cocktail. Oh, here's my table tent with the wines by the glass on it. They have taken back seat. Now I think people are going to infuse everything all the way through. You can actually pick up a beverage list that's going to allow you to sample from different areas, different regions, and the wine by the glass thing is cool again. I would say about 4 or 5 years ago, we got a little carried away with the wine by the glass concept. You could get a 3 ounce, you could get a 6 ounce pour, you could get a 9 ounce pour, you could get a flight of wines, you could get 4 different wines. We tried to make it overly complicated. And ultimately, the people who wanted to come in and try something new and try a flight and all of a sudden had 5 different glasses and there were little pours and not enough to taste. And oh, wait, I ordered a glass of wine, I paid $25 and I got 3 ounces. It really disgusted a lot of people with by the glass programs. There's no doubt about it. The hangover from it was just immense. This year, it's different. People are willing to go ahead and commit. They realize that people are willing to break outside of what they consider their norm and to try something different. So again, I am not advocating go jump off the bridge and you're only going to drink Marsan, Roussan, or Viognier this year. But you have that beverage director, that perhaps sommelier, that is putting everything together. Then hopefully what we're dealing with is people who are making a comprehensive effort to make sure that everything gels and that everything is a little symphony played together as opposed to just a harmony or a melody one way or the other. It makes sense in the beverage world. I promise it does. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I like your ideas. I like where the trends are going. I don't understand what drives this. Why the pendulum swings, you know, back and forth. I'm sure it's money driven like everything else. For some reason, but why did we get into serving certain size portions of wine?
It became value driven. We wanted two things happen simultaneously. We wanted people to try new wines. We wanted people to be adventurous. But on the same token, we had hit that point. Mother Nature had kind of contracted the wine supply, so it was expensive to pour wines. So if you could actually sample a wine that was only 3 ounces of it would usually cost you $20 for a glass, people decided to take advantage of that.
Let me guess when this got hot. 2008, bad economy.
Actually, about 2010.
Okay.
2008, 2010. Yeah. I think we finally saw the death of it about 2012.
Mm-hmm.
But it does happen. And again, it was confusing. And let's face facts, we can talk about millennials all you want to. As the population with disposable income ages, and you give me a wine list that has 3 ounce, 6 ounce, 9 ounce, and I don't have my glasses on, forget it. I'm not even going to try and look at it. So, okay, that's what we're looking at. That's what I'm trying to paint the picture for, of comprehensive beverage programs that are going to make the best of everything come together. And after this small break, we're going to come back. I'm going to tell you exactly how we're going to do it.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5735. That's 1-800-829-5735. Again, 1-800-829-5735.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Call OnCall Pharmacy right now and save as much as $700. 800-884-7919. OnCall Pharmacy delivers the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Call OnCall Pharmacy now and take advantage of this special offer. 800-884-7919. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabbyish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
My wife got tired of me running around, so she tried to keep me home. Well, she broke my nose and hid my clothes, but I continued to roam. Then she finally hit my weak spot, threatened to throw my bottle out. Well, from the basements to the rooftops, everybody gonna hear me shout, give me that wine.
We're back with more Wine Crush with Laura Lawson.
This is The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Kent, I gotta ask. You're putting an interesting stream of bumpers together today. Where are these coming from?
Can you detect a certain theme?
I am.
This is in my little chest of goodies that I haven't used in a while.
Okay.
You've heard these before.
I have.
Probably just 4 or 5 years ago.
Maybe. It's just been a while since all of them played together, and none of them are exactly positive and upbeat, and people are getting threatened in them, so I was just curious if there's...
Do you need something else?
No. I'm good. Oh. I'm happy. Okay. I can live with that. I was just wondering what we were getting into today.
All right.
Before the break, we had discussed the fact we're about to have comprehensive beverage programs in our restaurants, and now I'm going to tell you why it's going to happen. The spread of electronic wine list... and Coravin. Again, it goes back to that technology. Yes, I know there are naysayers that are standing on the roof saying that these iPad wine list, that the iPhone wine list, that those things are just a fad. I think they're wrong. In fact, I'm willing to swear by the fact they're wrong. Because right now, every single one of you, you know exactly where your phone is. If you're listening to me at the Wine Crush, you know where your phone is. It's not going to be more than 3 feet from you unless it's charging. And so because of that, it's going to be the one given as you walk into any bar, any restaurant to go in to order something. So people are going to take advantage of it. Restaurateurs are going to take advantage of it. Also, the tablets, being able to take that wine list, to be able to point and click, to point and swipe, and to be able to read about what's going on with wine. Because we are getting to a point, as we know, the changes coming in restaurants. Number one, with the no tipping rule coming, how much are we going to be able to count on waiters and waitresses service? How much are we going to see that industry change? No one knows yet. That will be fun to watch, and it will be something we discuss on a later show. So by having the electronic wine list, I can, as a restaurateur, give you every possible bit of information you want to have about Laura Lawson Chardonnay, whether it's where it's grown, how it's grown, when it's grown, how much it costs, where you can find it. And additionally, if all of a sudden I sell out of it, it disappears from that wine list. So we're going to not have those days of having to send the poor waiter or waitress back because you've ordered four different bottles that truly are not in inventory anymore. It goes back to that instant gratification. And when you can have that and have a captive audience, this also is how beverage programs are going to be comprehensive. In the last 60 days, I have gone into at least 20 different restaurants where I was handed an iPad. And the front of it had moving screens that showed me today's great feature cocktail. It showed me amazing beers, and it showed me the great wines. What this allows people is freedom. I can change that whole by the glass. I can change that cocktail. As a restaurateur, I can do whatever I want to right now. It's that instant gratification. I don't have to have something go to the printer. I don't have to wait for ink to arrive. I don't have to wait for the bartender to clock in and decide what they're going to do today.
As a restaurateur and a sommelier, I like that. But as a customer, do I feel threatened by that?
Why would you feel threatened?
I might be like you, miss, you know, pencil, paper, and pad.
I think that, again, we love talking about millennials, but as we see that demographic shift, as we see the drinking age get, the people who are of drinking age get older, that's what they're used to.
Yeah.
That's what they're comfortable with.
Interesting, though, in an industry where we existed on the phrase, we will serve no wine before it's time, that we know that this is, you know, something that happens slowly. Finding wines is something that happens slowly. That now all of a sudden we want instant gratification.
Why is that wrong? And no,
it's not wrong. It's not wrong. It's just interesting.
I'm not asking you to go out and pop that bottle of 2015 Cabernet right now. What I am asking you to do is to give me an accurate, wonderful wine list that gives me great examples of what's coming from 2012, 2010, 2011. When I ordered, it's the actual right vintage. An electronic wine list allow that to happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to be accurate. And if you're fast, you're accurate, at your instant gratification, what you do is you build a consumer base. You build a trust factor. It doesn't have to be about a brand.
Well,
it doesn't have to be about a varietal. It doesn't have to be about a particular wine. It is going to be trusting in a concept. And we're going to find that this is going to be the most trustworthy concept.
Yes. And you said the magic word, millennials. This is the way millennials do business.
But look.
This is what they expect.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just like the sun's going to come up tomorrow, the world's going to spin. This is what's to be expected. You and I are dinosaurs. When we get our pen, our piece of paper, we have to have our menus, we have to have our glasses, we have to have our really long arms to hold them away. We're done.
Right.
We might as well go ahead and get into the acceptance matter of this, because you're going to see more and more of it. It's interesting. There are some restaurants that are popping up now where there are no wait staff and there are no menus. This recently came out, I don't know if it was in Restaurant Digest or I don't know if it was in restaurant.com, that there are three concepts that have come up where you go in and you have to order by your phone. There is not someone that comes to the table. There's not a printed menu. You go in, you scan the app for the day, and you go ahead and punch your order in right there.
It's coming.
So
it's already here.
Let's go ahead and deal with that. So one, the electronic wine list. I'm sorry. Let me clarify, because I have just done the exact thing that I have said I didn't want to see. The electronic beverage list, not just a wine list. The electronic beverage list is going to help us have this comprehensive program. The second thing that's really going to help finding your wine relationship in a restaurant is that product called Coravin. We've discussed it. We have talked about it for the last 2 years. But here's what's great. Coravin, for those of you who don't know, it's a wine thief, is the nicest way to put it. It has a very thin filament-like needle that you stick it in to a cork. It extracts X amount of wine. It replaces what was taken out with argon, and you can have a glass. And that bottle is fine. You can do this to a bottle 30, 40 times on the off chance you're only drinking that much of it. But so you're not sacrificing and opening a whole bottle and exposing it to air. Up until this point, the Coravin has been absolutely amazing for people who have these deep, amazing cellars. For people who want to try, I want to see if that 1974 BV Georgia Latour is still drinkable. I want to see what my 45 Pichon still tastes like. I want to see if my 2012 Gurgitch Hills Cabernet is holding. That's what people have used this for. But what's great is people are getting on board with a Coravin and realizing, I don't have to use this for expensive wines. I can use this to expand my by-the-glass selection to the point where I can offer 100 wines by the glass, and as long as I've got the time, the resources, and someone trained, they're always going to be good, and my consumer is going to love me because they can try all kind of things they wouldn't always try. So as we look at the comprehensive beverage program, those are the two things that are leading the charge and going to make a difference, and I encourage you to find restaurants who are using those two things, particularly in conjunction with each other, to help you build that relationship. Hey, we're going to take another quick break on The Crush. When we return, we will wrap up a little bit of today's show and talk about what we can expect from our retail counterpart coming down the way.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. That's 800-915-9734.
The IRS is the most feared agency in the world. You've heard ads from other companies offering to help taxpayers only if they owe over $10,000. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only tax firms in the country who understands that people who owe less than $10,000 need help just as badly. The IRS doesn't care how much money you owe. They'll still garnish your wages and even seize your assets. So whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now for your free tax consultation. If you qualify, we may even be able to reduce your tax debt down to a small fraction of what you owe. So don't wait until the IRS seizes your property and garnishes your wages. Call 800-856-1330 and get your tax problem resolved once and for all. That number again is 800-856-1330. 800-856-1330.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. and frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy and giving up impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
By the time I get home, there's not an ounce of sanity. Between the dogs, my mama's calls, is it against the law for me to get what I need? A good friend and a glass of wine.
Welcome back for more of The Wine Crush with Laura Lawson.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush, and we are in the middle of our passion project for the next couple weeks. And that's going to be discussing how you build your relationship with wine and how we're going to help you craft that. We have really focused on restaurants today, and we did get off on some dark down tangents as we went down this. But the two key things to come out of it is a restaurant is a great place for you to build that relationship. And if you go in and you participate and you check out what is going on around you and you support people that have comprehensive beverage programs, then you're going to find a stronger relationship with wine. There's a lot of other parts to this, and we're going to touch on these on shows down the road. But part of this too, think about, you have your restaurants, think about how challenging and changing things are going to be. It used to be you walked into a bar, a white tablecloth restaurant, or a wonderful little bodega where you could sit, have a glass of wine. You're going to be able to walk into a Starbucks. You're going to be able to walk into a Taco Bell, a Burger King, and have that glass of wine. So what we need to do and what we're going to spend the next few weeks crafting is making sure you have that sound relationship with wine so that as you walk in these places, it's not about snobbery. It's not about, I'm not going to drink that because I'm at Starbucks. I'm not going to drink that because I'm at Taco Bell. I need you comfortable enough with your beverage of choice that you don't think about it in the altruistic method of, oh, this is supposed to taste like this. I'm supposed to swirl this glass. More along the lines of how it embraces into your lifestyle and how it makes things a little bit better. As always, here in The Crush, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there's truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.